Is this thing on again? As we reflect on our time together in all of these national parks, what was it, one activity that really stuck with you? It was your favorite activity we did.
The final project.
Okay, tell me about your final project.
We built a national park. It's called Dodo National Park on the island of Mauritius.
That's where the dodo birds were.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. A coastal park. Maybe enjoy the water, the land. It's great. And what was your favorite?
The final project and the classwork.
Okay, so what did you decide to do? Did you do a park too for your final project?
Yeah, no, we did a play for a national park.
So you wrote your own play to perform? Awesome, all about a national park. Very cool, very cool. Greetings all, welcome back to our class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. My name is Miss Fergali, and it is a fabulous Friday, and I am incredibly excited to be joined by two fabulous fourth graders ready to record their episode. Fabulous fourth graders, introduce yourselves.
I'm Christopher.
Hi, Christopher.
I'm Jane.
Hi, Jane. We are very excited to have you here on the show, and tell me, what national park have you two been researching?
Zion National Park.
Oh, man. I know we've got some listeners who are very excited to hear all about your park. So let's get to it. First of all, when and how was your park founded?
It was founded in 1858 by Mormon pioneers who gave it a name.
Zion became a national park on November
19th, 1919. Ooh-hoo. Awesome. Now, Christopher, where is your park located?
Southwestern Utah.
Southwestern Utah. Jane, what kinds of plants and animals are found at your park?
Wildflower hemp, yucca, cacti, desert succulents, ferns, grasses, trees, and shrubs. And the animals found at Zion National Park is tiny pinion mice, golden eagles, mountain lions, California condors, and
peregrine falcons. Yeah, peregrine falcons. And that's a word that's pretty tricky. So lots of birds and mammals and lots of plants. All right, Christopher, why is this park important to preserve?
It was Utah's first national park.
And Utah's got quite a few. So that's very cool. Jane, what are some natural features of your park?
Natural features are canyons, cliffs, waterfalls, high plateaus, and the Virgin River and its tributaries.
And its tributaries, nice. Very diverse, beautiful landscape. Christopher, what is the weather and climate of your park?
Zion is known for a wide range of weather conditions. The average is 78 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's 11 hours of daylight.
Very cool. What are some problems at Zion National Park, Jane?
Seasonal thunderstorms and desert southwest and air pollution.
Okay. So we are here in Metro Atlanta, Georgia. So how long would it take for us to get all the way to Utah, all the way to Zion National Park?
29 hours on car, 1,000, which is also known as 1,921 miles, 26 days walking, and 7 days biking.
Awesome. That is a lot of biking, a whole week. But maybe you could make it like a total adventure or something like that. But I'd be worried about where I'm biking. So, all right. Any tourist information that you guys would like to share about Zion National Park?
It's most fun to rock climb, birdwatch, biking, and horse riding.
Horseback riding. Which one would you like to do most, do you think?
I think horseback riding.
Horseback riding. What about you, Jane? Which one would you like to do?
Rock climbing.
Woo! You're adventurous. Finally, describe any other important details, facts, anything about your park.
Weather changes, loss of habitat, And Zion is 2,000 to 3,000 feet and 600 and 900 meters. A feature is Weeping Rocks. You can see the incredible view.
At Zion. Wow. Beautiful. All right. Last thing for you two together. What would a good slogan or motto be for Zion National Park?
Stop by Utah's first national park.
There's so much to do, so come on through to Zion National Park.
Nice. I love it. Well, thank you for coming to have lunch and record your episode today. I really enjoyed it. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Maybe this makes you want to take a trip to Zion or at least get outside and get into nature. Take care. Bye-bye.